The next book I've chosen is also a bit of a period novel. It's set in the 1920s, but it's called Nine Lessons, and it's by Nicola Upson. And this is her seventh book in a series where she's imagined the life of the real life playwright Josephine Tay. And Nicola has put her in this 1920s setting as a sleuth. So it's the golden age of crime writing. And Josephine Tay is actually a character rather than a writer herself. So it's, you know, it's a very interesting way of taking a real life character and putting her in a fictional story. And I've always enjoyed these books in the past, and I've read five of them, I think. So I'm very much looking forward to reading this, but I haven't read this one yet. And it's got a Suffolk link again, because I think there's an M.R. James element to this story, even though it's set in Cambridge. And of course, this book is quite topical for us at the moment, because it's just been named in the long list for the New Angle Prize, which it's got quite a formidable list this year of books that are a relevant set or written by people, the connections with East Anglia. So I just thought it'd be quite interesting to look at that and track its progress as well, because I think the shortlist is announced later this month, actually.
So will it not be on, yes, on the shortlist? So, and I've read a lot of Nicola's. Nicola lives in Cambridge these days, yes, grew up though in Suffolk, so she has got lots of Suffolk links. So Nine Lessons by Nicola Upson, and I really like the way she's taken Josephine Tay, who years ago, I've read Josephine's Tay, hers were crime fiction, weren't they, mystery?
Yes, they were, yes.
Yeah. So, but it's quite a clever twist, isn't it? So taking her as a writer, but making her a central character to the books as well. So
that's right.
Nine Lessons by Nicola Upson, that's our next book to read.